extras don't mean shit. He doesn't need an extra for an extra 25 cases of space. He's perfectly fine being at the knowledge level he is, which is the general, which is why he's living on a fucking dirt farm, renting from a Korean immigrant in fucking Temecula, living in a fucking trailer from the 60s. That's why, Hank, when you settle for a general, it's just symbolic of your whole life. You settled your whole life. You're renting a dirt farm from a Korean immigrant, and you got a fat ass wife getting ready to crap out another kid, and you come out here regardless with your bullshit on ham radio, all the while collecting state disability, your goddamn wife getting WIC and fucking EBT fucking debit cards because you're so fucking broke ass poor. Okay? Shut the fuck up, Hank. There's another fucking loser.
How do you know what an EBT debit card is?
I pay taxes. I want to know where my fucking money goes. And because I listen to John and Ken, and I read the LA Times, and the LA Times has a story that people are taking their fucking EBT cards and going to the casinos and taking out money. And some of those EBT cards have a value of up to $7.
Hey, I'll be back. Give me like 10 minutes. That'll be through.
Those EBT cards worth up to $700 per month. And half the casinos in the state of California, half the Indian casinos were accepting them at their ATMs. These fucking white trash motherfuckers. White trash like Hank was going to the casinos and taking out up to $700 of their EBT money off the debit cards. Un-fucking-believable. So yeah, that's how I know. I read LA, here go to latimes.com. Do you have the internet on your dirt farm, your little corner of the world? Do you have at least dial-up? Can you get to the LA Times? You get to the corner store and get an LA Times in the paper form? You know, have them and read it to you? Okay? You inbred fuck. So anyway, Hank David Dwarf's getting EBT for his, you know, that's a couple of kids, you got one on the way, then they give you more money. And he's probably getting about $400 or $500 with WIC and EBT and all that bullshit. And his disability, as you know, he doesn't work. He's getting probably about at least $800 a month. So, you know, a little bit of part-time work, which is allowed according to the website, I've doing a little research on it. But yeah, that gives him, that affords him 20 hours a day to talk on ham radio and tell, allows him to tell, you know, us how much better he is than us, even though he's on state disability, getting all kinds of transfer payments from the state, and his big fat-ass wife just walls around in her obesity, just waiting for her fucking wire to break and go squirting out through the bottom of that fucking trailer and permeate the fucking floor.
Hank,
my wife. My water broke, Hank. Hold on. I'm jamming somebody. Hold on, honey.
I like jamming.
So, Hank, I'm calling you out, you pile of fuck, you 5'4" fucking midget, gimp, welfare-receiving motherfucker, okay? I'm calling you out. You think I'm a big fat fuck? Come on down. You think I'm a big ass-shaped tub of shit? Come on down, Hank. Let me educate you, okay? Come on down, Hank. August 21st, Huntington Beach. Be late, okay? Why don't you bring your big fat wife? I like to get some photos of her, because that's going to be about a year's worth of motherfucking material, all right? But, yeah, come on down, Hank. We're looking forward to seeing you. And I'm inviting everyone, now I mean fucking everyone, to bring your 110 camera, your 35mm, your fucking cell phone camera. If you got a Sony $50,000 shooting HD motherfucker, bring that motherfucker. Bring your Kleeg light. We'll light the fucking scene. Come on down. I don't want anyone to see what a piece of shit pussy Hank is when he's not behind the motherfucking microphone. I'm calling you out, Hank. I'm calling you out. You're bullshit. I'm here jamming. You see me, you jam, you everyone else out here. You come here. Yeah, I can see you with that stupid fucking look on your face. WA6 RX, I'm 46 years old, I'm on welfare, hi, I'm on a dirt farm with Section 8 housing, renting from my Korean immigrant fucking landlord, hi.
That is what ham radio is all about.
That's what Hank's all about. I can smell a fucking welfare fraud cheat motherfucker from a mile away, or in his case, about 60 miles away. Yeah, he's a bull. He doesn't know when to shut the fuck up. And I understand it's a novelty when you get a high-level signal, and you come out here for, I'll give him a week or so. After a while, you seem to shut the fuck up. But to him, he has no... His wife's got him by the balls. The state's got him by his balls. His caseworker's got him by the balls. So the only time he doesn't have anybody grabbing his nutsack, albeit his small nutsack, and I mean basically a couple of grapes, is when he's out on ham radio with his big, strong signal. And when he's on ham radio, he's 6 feet tall. He's not 5'4" anymore. He's a big man. But hey, let's find out how fucking big you are. Why don't you come on down to Huntington Beach, August 21st. I'll be there, okay? I'm going to be there. Come on down, Hank. We want to see your little bass. And I'm going to get in your fucking face and tell you how much I dislike you violating Part 97 and jamming an extra class ham because I outrank you, motherfucker, and you will never have an extra because you're too fucking to pass the goddamn test.
You nigger.
And I...
Hank's a pussy. You won't show up.
I'm telling him. I'm calling him out. I have not been to a 435 event since my last, since Ted and I put on the anti-chili cook-off up in Burbank. So I'm going to make an exception. I'm going to crawl out of the woodwork. I'm going to show up. And you're going to find out what USO is all about, Hank. You're going to find out what I'm all about, you fuck. So why don't you show up, Hank? I'm calling you. I know you're listening. I know you got the earpiece. Yeah, or that pillow speaker they sell at Radio Shack for $10. I know you're listening, because you don't want to be with your wife. She's too fat, all right? You're going to be out here. You make me sick, actually, because you don't spend any time with your family, right? If I was married and I had a kid, you would barely hear me out here. You might hear me out here once or twice a week for maybe an hour, if that. Because my full-time job, next to my full-time job, would be taking care of my family. Spending with a child, making sure he doesn't grow up like Buzz, and, you know, who are filling the blank asshole ham, or grow up like you, actually, to be quite frank, you know, WA6RXB. But you spend, when I hear somebody spending such a disproportionate amount of time on ham radio, you got a dysfunctional family, dude, and the problem's on your end, all right? You're not spending any time with your wife, not spending any time with your child. You're out there secreted away in your little fucking trailer, your little guest house, where the fuck you're at, talking on a ham radio, little fantasy land where you're 10 feet tall, where you're a 5'4" with a general class license, and you're on fucking welfare. Get over it, asshole. Why don't you go pay attention to your wife and your kid, you fucking loser?